Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet, let's go!
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Camping in the mountains, fishing in a stream. The great outdoors is where you want to be.
Mr. Ty Hunter joins us on the launch ramp once again with Utah's boating program. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Hey, thanks, Brian, and thanks for all of you out there for listening to me again about some more safety items that we can talk about, especially as we're entering into springtime here in Utah.
We are so excited to have you on the program. I've been chomping at the bit. I know a lot of waters still have an ice cap on them. If they're looking for that new potential destination or a destination to go to, that's the first step.
Well, we're working through some of this stuff. Since our split from the Division of Parks and Recreation to the Division of State Parks and the Division of Outdoor Recreation, where I work, we're working on that. So if you are going to a state park, I would go to stateparks.utah.gov to find out what those conditions are for those particular state park waters. If you're looking to see what's happening at Lake Powell, I go to the National Park Service, the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. Strawberry, I would be checking with the Heber Ranger District. Pineview would be the Ogden Ranger District. And items there, if I could potentially get more individuals in that could potentially tend that and get that there, we are just a fledgling agency at this point in time. So we're relying upon those agencies to get some things there. But an ultimate dream somewhere down when we grow up a little bit more, we could have that in a one-stop shop in some place. But right now, it's so intensive to try to keep that going. We're letting those respective agencies keep those conditions there. So know who is managing those areas. And if you want to know who's managing those areas, you can reach out to us at boating@utah.gov and ask those questions. And or you can call the 538-BOAT number. So that's boating@utah.gov. Or 538-BOAT, and that's 801 in front of that, 801-538-BOAT, and we can tell you where you could go and maybe even assist you because we might have some further information at that time. But just look and see that, do your due diligence, and do some research in the front half before you get out and go on your excursion.
Downstream, as you get into the reservoirs, as the fast water's moving in, there's a lot of garbage and a lot of stuff that's going to be pushing into these reservoirs that haven't seen a lot of debris in them for a while. If you're boating and if you're not watching, you may run into something with your prop. You may find some damage on your boat if you're not careful.
Yep. This early spring and runoff, as soon as that ice comes off and folks are trying to get out, they're either wanting to go fishing or if they want to put on the dry suit or the wetsuit and start doing some towed water sports and other things that are out there. You need to be cognizant that there are some of these reservoirs that those tributaries coming into them have not been fully flushed for a couple of years, and they may be flushed this year, and so all of that debris is going to be coming down. And that's just not a plastic bag or a soda can or whatever else that comes along that will come down. You're going to see larger pieces of wood, logs and stuff that are going to be floating, and you could be seeing those in a reservoir near you. So you need to be very cognizant of that they are out there. They will stop your boat. They will cause damage. So you need to be cognizant and aware of those situations. And you may not see them until you hit them, and you'll hit them off your outdrive or the outboard, the lower end on your drive unit, and it'll cause some problems. So just please, please be aware of that. And that's one of those things is you need to call that particular body of water and find out what those conditions are. And are they experiencing that at that time?
Especially early morning, if you're an angler and you're trying to get out to your favorite fishing spot, you may not see that. You want to be extra cautious. 80-90% submerged, you may just see a little something on the top and everything else is just waiting for that prop.
Yep, it could be Utah's iceberg season. So you may or may not see it, but it's under the water, so just be aware that it could be happening.
If folks want more information, your website is packed full of information.
Yep, it's there. every day it's growing. We just keep moving stuff over there and keep getting some things in there, so we'll have it. So it is boating.utah.gov. I tried to make everything boating the same. 801-538-BOAT is the number to call. If you wanted to email us, it's boating@utah.gov. Our website is boating.utah.gov. So it's moving the periods around, and it's putting an at sign, or it's spelling it out on your phone. If it's everything you want to know about boating, it is got boat in it. So you can search with that. So we just appreciate anybody coming out and wanting to know more. That's what our job is. We'll help you out and help you along. So we're talking about being out on the water, but we probably ought to talk about how to get ready, to get your boat ready, to get your trailer ready before you go and hit the water.
I think you're right. A lot of people anxious to get out. First and foremost, before we start talking about the trailer and before you get out of your driveway, you'll definitely want to go over your trailer and check over things, make sure you're safe.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, there's a whole list here. I got a list up in front of me, but just looking at things, dewinterization of your boat. Did you get a tune-up? Go get a tune-up. Have a qualified marine mechanic work on your boat and get it tuned up so it will operate at its optimum efficiency. I mean, good grief. We all know we've been filling up at the gas pumps, and it's still not cheap to fill up your motor vehicle. Well, if your motor vehicle's not running well, you're not good fuel economy. If your boat's not running well, you're not going to get good fuel economy on that. And you're not going to get the peak performance out of that boat. So get a tune-up. So that's a cool thing to look at. So the next thing to move down on the list is, and that's if you have that qualified mechanic, or if you're a bit of a gearhead yourself, you can get in and look at it. How well is the water pump working? Are the impellers worn? Are they cracked? Is there any cracking there with that? Because, heaven sakes, I tell you what, I've had an impeller go out on a water pump. But, man, it shuts you down just fast as I'll get out. And so make sure that you've checked those impellers on your water pump and that you're actually being able to pump that water in and effectively cool your engine at that time. And then the other one is looking at, is there a thermostat on this boat, and check and make sure that it is operating correctly. All of this, I really hope, we're talking about dewinterization of your boat. I really hope you folks did a winterization of your boat this year. If you did not, you might as well just take the boat into a mechanic and have them look at it from one point to the next, because we have had some cold temperatures this year, and anywhere where water was, it has frozen, unless it's been a pampered boat and it's in a nice heated facility, then you should be okay. I would still go and make sure that it's being looked at and running the most efficient as you can be. Fluids, make sure that your oil levels are up. You should have changed that in your motor oil and your lower end oils. That should have been done in your winterization process. But make sure that they are up, that they're looking well. Two cycle reservoirs are full and there for you to run. Filters, if you have a fuel filter, a fuel water separator, and they could be one of the same, make sure that has changed and it's all there. And as we're talking about filters, and I talked about fuel, my goodness, please pay the little extra, drive a few extra miles, and go to a place that you can get an ethanol-free fuel. Do not put ethanol fuel in your boat. It will cost you thousands of dollars more by putting an ethanol fuel in your boat. Take care of your boat, take care of your investment, and run only ethanol-free fuel in your boats.
Finding that ethanol-free fuel is not always easy. How do they find where that place is?
Oh, man, there is actually an app that you can download on your phone. It is Pure Gas app. And if you have it on your location method, turn on your phone, it will pick the closest stations to your location or where you're at. So it's the Pure Gas app that is a wonderful one. Or you can just Google it and run it on a web-based deal. But if you want an app and put it on your phone, Pure Gas is a good one. I've had a few people tell me, and it's helped me out a little bit as I'm taking estate boats around. But I not only have to look at it, is that an ethanol-free site? Then I got to see if our estate cards will work at that particular site. We do have a few places that, unfortunately, some of our boats get filled up with ethanol fuel. Lake Powell's one of them. You fuel on the water, It's not ethanol-free fuel on Lake Powell, at least at the Wawweep Marina and Bullfrog and Halls. It is an ethanol fuel, and I will tell you, with us, with our fleet of boats that we have, we're at $20,000-plus a year dealing with ethanol issues. Please mitigate that and take care of that yourself, and do not use ethanol E10 fuel in your boat. Use the ethanol-free one. That would be the clear fuel at some of these pumps, as they call it.
It makes a difference also for your garden equipment, too. If you have a tiller, a mower, those things perform a lot better without the ethanol fuel.
Tiller, mower, snowblower, whatever else it is with that, heck yeah. And every one of them, I run dry every year with ethanol-free fuel in. My weed eater that I got, weed eater, edger, whatever you want to call it, I think I'm running year 10 on that machine with it. And I guarantee if I would have had ethanol in it, it would have chewed every piece of rubber away on that thing. So, and I run it, and then I run it dry and drain the tank every time I use it. That's just my extra precautions as I go. And there may be some people out there go, oh, don't run them dry, don't run them dry. Well, it's helped me out a whole lot. And the fuel that may be in the bulb and other things, I don't have to drain it out. I can just turn the fuel back on or fill that tank and prime it, and boom, off I go again, and I'm ready to go.
You're in business without a lot of extra taking it to the shop to get fixed for some reason.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the blasted E10 fuel, it's wonderful. Anyway, sorry about my negativity on that piece there. I just do not like E10 fuel. So it just costs so much money for us to do so. And there are a lot of people that experience that. And I tell you, don't switch back and forth between E10 and clear, because the clear or the ethanol-free. The ethanol-free is that traditional fuel. It will create a varnish in the tank. You put E10 in there with that high alcohol content, it'll come in there and clean that varnish off, and it will create a sludge at the bottom of your tank that literally is the consistency of gelled diesel. It will stop you dead wherever you're at. And then you're going to pay to get that tank pumped out, get those filters replaced, and it also starts to eat on those rubber lines, because those lines are not resistant to ethanol fuel. So anyway, there we go. So
it was the right stuff. And it's the right time to talk about that, too, because a lot of people don't consider that. I mean, man, I want to go boating now. I don't have time to search this out. It's worth taking that little extra time to figure out where that fuel should be coming from.
Yeah, and the extra 3, 4, 5 miles that you may have to travel out of the realm to do it, oh, you'll save that. You'll save that money and transport costs hand over fist, and the amount more you may have to pay for the ethanol-free fuel. Again, you're spending more up front, but you're going to save it in the end run. That's just it. And like you said, your lawn, garden, the equipment, heck yeah. Spend a little more up front. You're going to save it in the backside, so it's great.
All right, then, let's take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. When we return, we're talking about other safety gear on the boat. Stick around, more fun is on the way here on Western Life Radio.
Play safe. Boating accidents happen quickly. You never know when you might end up in the water. Wear your life jacket and have a throwable life preserver on board. Remember, Utah boaters wear it. Call 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom,
When will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
With snowmobile season here, it's time for all youth to get their snowmobile education certificate. Education certificates are required by law for all youth who operate snowmobiles on public land. The class is a great resource, even for adults, that will provide information about operating machines safely, avalanche danger, safety equipment, and laws and rules. It's a great way to learn about safety and reduce your chance of an accident. Classes are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov. Utah State Parks looks forward to seeing you on the web, then on the trails.
Sharpen those hooks and pick up some new tackle to ensure you have what you need when you arrive at the shoreline. We're headed to the sporting goods store next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio. Stock up today at the Tackle Store to avoid missing opportunities at the water's edge. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council makes recommendations.
Your hooks, if they've been rattling around in your tackle box and stuff, check them to make sure they're sharp. And the easiest way to do that is to take the tip on your finger, and if it slides, that means it's dull. It needs to be sharpened. If it sticks and stays, it doesn't slide off your nail. That means it's sharp enough to penetrate a fish. The other ones, get a good hook file. I prefer one with a groove in it. Makes it a lot easier to get the right angle. Sharpen your hooks, change your lines so that when you go out, you've prepared for that fishing adventure. You go out there and you don't have a bad time because your line breaks or your hook isn't sharp enough to hook your fish. It's also a great time to start looking at what's new that's going to help increase your odds of going out and catching that memorable fish or just going out and having a great time. One thing that I hear a lot, we hear a lot, is that, you know, I want one rod to do everything. And there is no such thing, because most of us aren't doing one thing. If we were just going to go fish with power bait all the time, then you could do one rod that'll do power bait. But a lot of times people like to fish with tube jigs, power bait, fly in a bubble, spinners. There are some rods that will accommodate a bunch of those types of techniques, but a lot of times you'll need multiple rods to do different things. And I always recommend that if you're going to do fly in a bubble, I like a 7-foot rod. It's going to be medium light.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? When will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly makes Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Welcome back to Western Life Radio. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff, host this program. We have Mr. Ty Hunter with us with Utah's boating program. And let's talk batteries.
So your battery, we got to talk about batteries. I don't know how many folks can get out and they can't get their boat to start. So I really hope in your winterization process that you decided to put a battery tender on that battery. Again, that's that upfront investment. You buy that battery. Batteries are not cheap anymore. They are expensive as all get out. So if you don't put it on a tender, you're cutting that lifetime of that battery down, especially when it gets cold. So make sure that battery's set on a tender and runs through the year on the tender. I mean, even through the summer, whenever that boat's not in use, have that battery on a tender. It prolongs the life of that battery. And then you'll get to know whether or not if you're going. If that battery's hit dead a few times, you might be reaching towards the end of its lifetime because they don't do well, especially dead and cold. So do that maintenance on the battery. Make sure if it's a wet cell, those cells are full up and in that area too, because they just won't operate efficiently and hold the charge and create the amperage that they need to be able to help your boat run. The next one is inspect the anodes. And everybody's like, what the heck is an anode? It's those little lead gray looking pieces of metal that is on your outdrive or maybe on the actual hull of the boat and on the trim tabs on your boat. Those are anodes. They're sacrificial. And what happens is you get that boat out there, there's going to be potential of electrolysis that occurs in the waters. And you want that metal to be stolen from that anode and not from your boat, not from your outdrive. So those are important. If they're a little pot mark, you'll know what you mean. You've been losing metal, and that's the metal that's been going. It's not been coming from the hull or the outdrive on your boat. And if they're basically almost gone, pop that bolt, get a new one, and stick it on there. Now, the other thing, too, you need to know, is your anode the same on your trim tab on the hull as it is on your outdrive? Because if you have two dissimilar metals, they'll rob from one another. So that's not a good thing. A good friend of mine lives in the northwest of the United States would sit there and go, geez, Ty, you sat through how many of my classes? You can't tell me what that is? I can't remember it. So take care of those anodes and make sure you replace them because they're saving the good metal on your boat from disappearing. Check your bilge pump. The bilge pump, check it. Is it operating? Good way to do that when you're on the trailer. Put the plug in the boat and put a garden hose in there, fill the bilge up, and then click that bilge pump and make sure that it pumps water out. And if it's on a float, make sure you fill it up high enough to where the float kicks on and it'll pump it back out, and then pull that boat plug and get that water out of there. It's a great way to check your bilge pump. And then, you know, I talked a little bit about your manifolds. If you've winterized it, you're going to probably have what they call a little seacock that's on there, and you're going to twist that drain the water out of the manifolds. Make sure you turn them back in and that they're there. Any of the bellows, they're kind of a pleated material or an O-ring in essence between the engine, so going out to the outdrive, that's that pass-through in there. Make sure that you're not leaking through those areas. Now, Brian, we're going to talk about trailers.
That's a big one because you see trailers on the side of the road every weekend when it starts warming up.
Yep. It's the holiday yard sale on the side of the road with all the trailers that start going out. If it's RVs or boats, they're all out there, and there's one wheel off with a jack. And it's not just the wheel. You got the entire hub off, and you just see the spindle sticking out. What do you say to yourself? That person didn't pack their bearings that year. So make sure that you get your bearings packed and make sure that they're taken care of with your trailer. That is like the absolute main thing to do is pack them good, put them on there, And then the other thing, too, that will help you to where you're not stuck on the side of the road, you do a long haul on the road. Give it a few minutes, maybe even a half hour after you come off, you reach your destination. Let that trailer cool down. Let those bearings cool down and that hub cool down, because if you go directly from there and then turn around and stick that trailer in the water, it's hot. It's going to suck that cold water in with that grease, and then you're going to start making some white cream in there that's not good for bearings, and it's not good for that spindle as it starts to get hot again on your transport home. And then, wow, tires. As soon as the heat turns on, we start seeing all those road alligators all over the place. And that's usually because the road surface is heating up. Speed of those tires, maybe it's you're going faster than what those tires are rated. A lot of these C tires, load rating C tires, they're sitting at about 60, 65 miles an hour for their speed rating. Well, then you start hitting 75 miles an hour to 80 miles an hour, you're increasing the heat on those tires. They will blow over time. So make sure that you have got the right speed-rated tire to be able to go the speeds that they are on the freeway. If not, you're going to have to go less than that posted speed limit so you don't blow your tire and create more of our road alligators on our freeways and highways. The other thing, too, is tires have an age limit, and you can look at them. When were they put in? When will they expire? If you get a tire that's been on that trailer more than 5 years, you may want to replace it, even if the tread is good on it. And that'll just keep it to where you're not blasting that fender to pieces, putting road alligator out onto the highway, and not ruining that trip. And that's including the spare. So make sure that we're doing all tires, and that is including the spare. Don't scrimp on your spare, because that'll get you out of a world of hurt when something goes wrong. So I have like rattled off like this huge laundry list of everything to do, but that's just a big thing. Get into that mechanic and have them look through and ask them to go through the boat, but not only a boat, go through that trailer and make sure it's there. And lights. How many folks have been going down the road and seen a trailer with no lights on? I've seen more and more and more of them as things are going on. Please take care of your lights. And I know they're temperamental, and they're a lot like Christmas lights on a Christmas tree. One bulb goes out, they all go out, kind of thing, and you try to work on it. You want to pull the hair out of your head, and they're just crazy. Well, start thinking, is the ground good? Is the bulb good? Are your connections good at your plug? Those are simple things to look at right off the bat. And look into those connections, check in your ground, and then check your bulb. Those are simple things to do instead of getting all ticked off and throwing your hands up and say, I don't know, and heading off on the road without any lights. So just make sure you take care of your equipment. That's just the first step of getting out on the water and having a fun and safe and enjoyable season.
Not just the start. And there are different programs out there where you can get things checked before you really get serious about boating with your family. Coast Guard Auxiliary has a program. I know State Parks, or the boating program actually is a program as well, where the rangers can check over a few things for you and make sure you have everything checked off that list, because it's a long list.
Yes, it is a long list. It's not really intensive, but it's a good one to go through before you start the year. I am going to put a plug in for the Auxiliary, because the Auxiliary does, I think they still do this program. You can set an appointment, and potentially an auxiliarist could come to your home. You wouldn't even have to trailer that boat anywhere. They would come, and they would go through and do that inspection for you there. I would check in to see if that program is still up and running, but the Coast Guard Auxiliary does a great job with that, and we really appreciate their help in there with that. Our wonderful rangers that are scattered throughout the state of Utah, you can talk with them. They are more than willing to give a courtesy inspection to you. And even when we're on a law enforcement contact, we go through and do these inspections just to be able to help out folks that are out there and give them the information. Our biggest thing is, yeah, you may be doing something wrong, and yes, we may have to address it with a citation here and there. But our biggest piece of our mission that's out there is we want you to know. We want you to learn. We want to make sure that you are safe. But we want to make sure you go home at the end of the day. And so that's why we're out there doing that. We're out there to keep you safe and to remind you of certain things that you may have forgotten.
Speaking of reminders, education is key right now. It's a great time to get the youth in those personal watercraft classes. it's a good time to get ourselves prepped with those classes to make sure we might even be able to save some additional money on the insurance.
Yes, yes. In Utah, we have a mandatory personal watercraft education for those that are going to be operating personal watercraft from the ages of 12 to 18. So that's 12 and 17 are required to have gone through the Utah personal watercraft course, which is an online course.
And the nice thing also is this is a program that you've actually been working on for a lot of years, and now it's finally online and it's free.
Yes, it's there, and you can find it. We've teamed up with the Boat US Foundation, and they offer a free course. The course will be online up on our website, and I am just excited that we can get there. So if you want to take one of the other courses and pay your money for it, fine. They're still approved by the state of Utah to do so. We just wanted to offer an affordable with no barriers to boating education on there, and we're doing that through the Boat US Foundation. And we're really excited. I am going to say that it is, again, this is our free course. This is the first version of their course. And their course, unfortunately, will have some timers on it. And all that is just to kind of keep the button clickers, slow down a little bit, take and absorb what is being presented to them in their reading. And then as soon as they get approved, what they call their interactive course, those timers are completely gone. It'll be at your pace, and it will actually ensure if you get something wrong, you'll have to go back and re-review that section with that in that interactive course. And that's kind of a cool thing that you can kind of work through and go on. So we're excited to see that Association of State Boating Law Administrators, NASBLA, to approve that interactive course for this particular business so we can get that underway for the state. But right now, like I said, price is right. It's free. Just takes time. And what a good thing to do is you can get online. It's dark in the evening, and you can take a boating course, gather the family around the screen, and in essence, review and take things together and refresh yourself as you're doing it.
I like that. How long does the course typically take? And also, are there chances you can walk away from it and come back to it later?
Yes, you can walk away from it. I actually highly recommend that. Do a module at a time and walk away. Actually, we've seen that the scores when somebody walks away from the modules are actually much higher, and the retention is much higher than just trying to cram it down your throat. Now, time-wise, we're right in between that 4.5 hour to 6 hour realm. And that's the sad thing about the timers. The timers are set up for somebody that is 8 years old can read that material. And so us adults, we're going to read through it faster, and it's going to be frustrating. And that's why we're really trying to push and make sure that we can get into that interactive piece, because then that'll be at the individual's pace is really where it will be at. So that's, like we said, there's a little bit of clunkiness with the free right now, but the free is going to be better here soon with that. But I'm just really excited that we can just turn around and say, it doesn't cost you anything to get more knowledge.
Knowledge is power, and that's a huge investment the state is making right now. I'm glad to hear that it's happening, because that will save countless lives in the future, or accidents at least. Knowing the rules of the road, knowing the rules of the water, who has the right of way, safe distances, there's just so much information there that a lot of people don't know, and if they don't know, they can't heed the warnings, they can't be safe. That's where accidents come from.
It's one that I'm going to say that may be completely thankless, because it's all that work up front, and we may never know how many lives that we may be able to impact beyond what we already are impacting with the services that we're trying to provide. And if it impacts one more, that's great. And we would love to hear from those folks that it impacted and how it impacted them, because a lot of times these careers can potentially go without thanks. That it may have been that law enforcement officer that slowed you down on that road, and he or she may have given you a ticket, and you learned that I'm not going to speed through that area, but then all of a sudden something happens and you needed to stop quickly and you needed to react, and if you were going any faster, it may not have happened and it may have ended up in a bad situation. Be thankful for that person that did that. be thankful for that person that maybe for this education course that your kids had to take and you stood over their shoulder and you watched it and you went, oh, I learned about that. And, oh, granddad and dad never told me about that. That's really where we want to go, is making that decision from there. We've had quite a few people that have just reached out to us and said, hey, thanks for this. We never, ever thought about that. We never thought that that piece of equipment was really that important. 3 weeks ago, I just had an opportunity that I actually used it because I understood what was there, and I saved a life with it. And thank you for that. And that's the type of thing that is one time in a career that we may be able to get, but man, it just helps us getting out there, and it puts a hop, skip, and a jump in those people's day, and actually kind of has them thinking that they're making a difference in the world, and that's really where it is. I'm not looking that everybody give us a pat on the back, but every now and then, it's nice to have a pat on the back from people. So
it does make a difference. Again, knowledge is power. If folks want more information, your website is packed full of information.
Yep, it's there. Every day it's growing. We just keep moving stuff over there and keep getting some things in there, so we'll have it. So it is boating.utah.gov.
One amazing plant could be the basis for many skin remedies. We're discovering comfrey next on Western Life Radio.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
One great plant can be an amazing addition to your backyard. Conrad Richter with Richter's Herbs discusses comfrey.
Comfrey is a pretty vigorous plant, and in some places it's actually quite invasive as well, so you have to be careful. You have to know whatever area you give your comfrey, give over to comfrey, just make sure that you're going to be comfortable with that for a few years, because it'll take hold and you'll never have to plant it again. But that's one of the great features of comfrey, is that what you want to use for the most part is the roots. That's where the most powerful medicinal components are present, and those roots, the comfrey plant produces very large roots. In their fresh state, they would have quite a bit of water in them. So if you're making a more professional grade tincture, then you're going to have to take into account the water that's present in the fresh root. Or you can cut up the roots and dry them and then get it down to the dried state, and then it's a lot simpler to make the tincture. But yes, comfrey is an incredible medicinal plant. Unfortunately, it has gotten a bit of a rap in the last couple of decades, because one of the downsides of comfrey is that it contains a compound that is known to cause liver damage if you take it internally for long periods of time. However, used on a very short-term basis or used externally is very little risk. In fact, this particular compound that is of concern, it does not travel across the skin barrier.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
And now let's listen to Shooting Star by Ghost Town Company for our acoustic campfire concert celebrating the St. Patrick's Day weekend. Stick around. More fun than you can shake a stick at here on Western Life Radio.
Get up one morning and the sun shines bright. Get up early in the morning light. Look out the window and it feels all right. Wipe away all the stains of night. Another day starts to fill me up. Sorrow's drowning in my coffee cup. Taking a bite off a day old bread. This vision's turning in my head. So I'm getting dressed up for the day. Grab my wallet and the keys and I'm right away. About all the things you said. I'm stranded here with a beat of luck. Put a grief and a pain on a garbage truck. So I'm getting ready for the rest of life. Cause I know it's gonna be a Bradley strike. Heading out on the road so far. Heading down like a shooting star. Shooting star, heading out on the road so far, heading down like a shooting star.
Ricky, my man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't gonna catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from my broski.
No, thank you, that's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. And he never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Lots of fun today. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's wrap up our program with Shaunahay. Stick around. We have some fantastic music celebrating the St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Thank you.
shadows cast. It raises our spirits like warm glowing embers with tales of adventure invoked from the past. He's hunting and fishing in marshes and mountains, discovering life in the backcountry wild, exploring the West with its treasures abounding, with the soul of a sportsman and heart of a child. Wild and free, the song of the mountains is calling to me.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and Western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.